Good evening, everyone, or good evening in the UK anyway, and good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are in the globe. Thank you for your continued support of VIP Advisor, and just want to say that at the outset, we've got lots of new listeners and contributors coming in and joining in, so that's really exciting. I'll give you some statistics again later on, towards the end of the week. And also, I should say a big thank you as ever to Freaky Fwoof. That's Andre Louis, and his Twitter name is at Freaky Fwoof. That's at FreakyFwoof. He provides amazing music beds for people to use, and he's got another new project going on at the moment where you can join a shared Dropbox folder with him, and he will put music in, which is great. So at the moment I am playing Plastic Can't Save You Now, and of course using the Irrepressible Boss Jock app so that I can do this straight from my iPhone. Excellent. Anyway, yes, so thanks to him, and thanks to everyone that makes this sort of thing quite easy and possible, and get access is the name of the game. And accessibility to great music in the case of Mr. Louis. So anyway, the business of the day then, as far as a VIP advisor is concerned. Darren Harris, I want to thank you, my friend, for alerting me to something that, well, I'll explain. When you guys boo, your location gets published along with your post, so that's fine if you, as long as you know that. But you know, Darren pointed out that the location information is sometimes quite specific, so that's fine. Sometimes, you know, if you're in a restaurant or something like that and you want to do a boo, I find it great because I go here, there and everywhere, and it's nice that people know where that thing happened. And I kind of quite like it, as it's like an audible sort of an audible path. And there's almost like there's audible pins, if you like, in a virtual reality sense. But when I go into a certain place, you know, if I go along Worcester, I think I've said this before somewhere. If I go along to Worcester, for example, I go there quite a lot, so I have lots of boos, and it's almost like their conversations are sort of they're almost floating, you know. And I go and find them again, and it's quite cool. But if you don't want the location to be published, then you can actually stop that on within the Audio Boo app. I don't think it's my... I don't think it's up to me in that sense to sort of moderate the locations out of the post. I think because it's something you can do in Audio Boo, then you decide whether to do that. But do decide... when and where you want your location published, because obviously if you're at home and you're a bit worried about that, then obviously turn location off. But just be aware that it's there. It's nothing to do with the channel, as in it's literally just whatever you post as a normal audio booer within the iPhone app, I would have thought. I don't think it's so relevant with computer-based booing. So that was the first thing I just wanted to clear up, and just thanks to Darren for that. So I won't be turning locations off because I won't know whether you want to be showing it or not. So just do it from your boo, and if you from your application. And if there's any questions, then obviously please do come back to me. You can use at VIP Advisor News on Twitter, and you can follow at the VIP Advisor, and you can send me a message that way. So yeah, that's that. Okay, that's good. Let's have a pause for a second while we move subjects. Okay, and to clear my throat. Okay, so yeah, some exciting things coming up. As I said to you yesterday, we're looking at, can now start putting up stuff from InfoSound and from Outlook Audio Magazine, which is something I've worked on and do still work on. It's all part of the charity Look, which supports parents with children with young... start that again. Supports parents with children with a visual impairment, children and young people with a visual impairment. So we will be working with well, with them in the sense of just putting up some of the past audio magazines, and it's stuff that well, articles particularly, so in order that we can get sort of discussions and advice going around those, that, and so, and just really sort of showing off the talents and abilities of young people, and it's stuff that, as I said, I'm involved in terms of editing and production, so you'll get to hear a bit of what I do in that regard. As said, working with QAC, which is obviously where I work, I think I've said that before, and looking at doing some really good interviews. If you take sort of the Undateables as an example, I think I said that yesterday, so working from there and working back in terms of various elements of, you know, disability and sexuality and all the rest of it. And then also some other bits and bobs coming up that are in the pipeline, a bit early to talk about yet, but definitely getting to a stage where lots of people and media are becoming interested in you know, what we're doing here, and just wanting to be in, basically, and you know, talk about us using some of their content, and so on and so forth. So watch this space, really. Anyway, I've spoken for longer than I thought, because I tend to do that, but I've really just covered those subjects, I think, enough for now. And of course, any questions, then that's great, then come back with that. Keep bringing your subjects, and keep bringing your friends, you know, get people to come and say hello and follow and be part of VIP Advisor. I'll speak to you soon, and take care out there. It's still snowy and a bit eek. Alrighty, I'll speak to you soon.